And this is an honor to get Taryn Papa on the phone from The Voice so quickly. Welcome, and tell us what's going on with you.
Hello.
Taryn, you're always so happy.
I have everything to be grateful for, you know. This is such an exciting time, so I'm so excited. Thank you for having me.
You know, your father's a great PR agent. He slipped through the phone lines a couple of weeks ago and gave a nice talk about you.
Oh, my gosh, how cute.
He is. He's something. And my wife saw your mother on The Voice jumping up and down while you were performing.
I know. That was the best part. I don't think that she knew she was going to be that large on the screen, like that much of a feature. But, I was really awesome to see her.
And that is Joan Papa from the old Waterbury Development Corp. A lot of people knew your mom. She was quite a marketing agent.
Yes, we need those skills now, you know, get people on board, watch the show.
Good idea. So tell us about how you got to get on The Voice. I know you're still in the running. Give us a report, please.
Yes, so I auditioned for The Voice back in January of this year, and through the pandemic, we all got flown out there safely and quarantined, and I did my blind audition, as you guys saw, on October 19th, and Team Blake turned for me, as did Kelly and Gwen, and Blake used his one and only season block on me for Kelly Clarkson, so I couldn't pick her, and it's really been awesome. This coming Monday is the premiere of the battle round, where Team Blake picks two artists from his team to go head-to-head, and so that's what you guys will see starting Monday. I believe it's at 8 o'clock your time on NBC. So I'm just really excited to be on this journey.
Wow. Now tell us what your current work schedule and what you're up to in Nashville. Because your father said you've been there 7 years now.
I have. I've been here for 7 years. And right now, while the show is still airing, unfortunately, we have put a halt on live performances in Nashville. We're so busy with everything that's been going on there. So currently I'm not working. We're on a little break for the month of October. And then I know a lot of the contestants will return for the live show. So you got to just tune in. But right now I haven't been doing much performing at all. So
what about rehearsal for The Voice? How much time does that take?
You know, we're out in LA for an extended period of time. There's band practices and voice rehearsals and all that. So it takes up a lot of time, but it's really cool. It's something that I've loved for my whole life and something I've always wanted to do. So honestly, for me, it's like a joy to be doing it.
And I wonder, like your friend Katie Stevens, while you're out in LA, are you trying to pick up any acting gigs?
I know. Wouldn't that be so nice? Right now, because of the current state of the pandemic, unfortunately, if we're not being used for production purposes, we're in isolation. So it's kind of been a lonely time where, you know, food gets delivered to our door and we have to Lysol it all down. And we're just kind of in our rooms pretty much all of the time being tested and being safe. So there's not a lot of other activity that goes on. It's just me and Netflix. So.
And is there anything else you'd like to add before I ask you another question? Anything on your schedule or agenda that you'd like to tell the Waterbury audience?
Other than tuning in on Monday the 9th to watch the premiere of the Battle Round, that's pretty much what we've got going on right now.
Now, 2 or 3 weeks ago, we had Marty Q and Eddie Seville in the audience, and in my collection, I was able to find the Marty Q rock album, No Excuses, and he reminded us all of the times that you worked with his band and the Don't Put the Brakes on Love tune, and we got to play that, and tell us a little bit about working in the studio with Marty Q and that album you worked on with him.
Marty is such a household name ever since I was, you know, a little kid. I remember he played one of our family Christmas parties or New Year's Eve parties. My parents like won him at a raffle or something, if you could even believe that. And I was like, oh my God, this is someone firsthand that I saw that was doing music for a living. And I was like, I can really do this for full time, like for real life. This could be my job. And so it was really inspiring to watch Marty, and it gave me the reassurance that this is something that you can do, you know, full time and love what you do. And it doesn't have to be a 9-to-5. You can chase your dreams and make a living. And Marty was so awesome. He welcomed me into his band when I got old enough to be in bars. And then we started, you know, performing weddings together. And I love those guys, Rob McElDowey and Eddie, all of them. I love all of them so much. And so it was really cool to record a song and have him ask me to be on it. It was awesome.
Well, I know Marty would love to come out and do that song with you on The Voice, but I'm hoping that you'll suggest maybe to your coach that you could do it with him.
I love that. I wish. I mean, we get such... It's so hard because of COVID. Everyone's in a plastic bubble, and, you know, we've got gloves and cotton swabs and stuff. So, unfortunately, this season has to be a little bit different than the usual ones. So we're still getting to get a really good experience and great exposure. So I wish my parents were able to fly out there and support me, you know. So it's hard, but
and
it's been positive.
I think I forgot what your father said, but are there any ways people can communicate with you, like a website or a Facebook page, or follow you with the different things you're doing besides The Voice?
Absolutely. I have a website, TarynPapa.com. TarynPapa.com. And also, that's what you can follow me on Facebook, is if you search my name, Taryn Papa. I'm on Instagram, Twitter. I'm constantly live updating. I was just in the studio last week recording some new material. So that's the best way to follow my journey and what's upcoming.
Would you tell your PR agent, E. Cox, to please send us any of your current or old music, and we'll play it along on Saturdays and try to boost you any way we can, and tell her we like to get things by CD here, but eventually I'm going to become more technically proficient. Go ahead.
Sure. No, go for it.
This is your last question because we're tight on time. Thank you for making time for us today.
Absolutely.
With that said, would you tell us about the No Excuses Band? I know they said that you drove the band with regard to getting more gigs than they could do. Tell us the members and a little story about that band for people so they can recall back seeing you live and then tune in Monday night to The Voice.
Absolutely. So I was in No Excuses with my uncle Chris Wibby, Al Mordino, John LePage, and Bill Goulet way back in the day in Connecticut, and we toured all over from Danbury to, you know, I don't even know, Bristol, West Hartford. We did weddings. We did it all, Bleachers Bar. We were all over Connecticut. And I don't know if they still are active, honestly, but I know that after I moved to Nashville, I think they got a few different members, so I would look them up for sure. And then just tune into The Voice on Monday the 9th at 8 p.m. I would love to see you guys watching and supporting, and I'm just so thankful, so thanks for having me.
Well, appreciate it very much. Spell your name for those folks again, for your website and your social media.
Sure, it's TarynPapa.com. Taryn Papa.
So nice of you to check in. I hope we can book you, for an hour sometime and play your music and really delve in deeper, because the folks here I love you, and it's so nice of you to remember us here back in Waterbury.
Oh my gosh, of course. Thank you so much for having me, and I hope everyone stays safe, and I appreciate it.
Say hello to your brothers and sisters, your mom and dad, and again, you got a nice group around you.
Thank you so much.
Bye, Taryn.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.